From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State meets with Indian officials.
The United States supports India's emergence.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in India today for talks with Indian officials, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He held a news conference earlier today with his Indian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sushma Swaraj. Mr. Tillerson talked about Pakistan.
That there are too many terrorist organizations that find a safe place in Pakistan from which to conduct their operations and attacks against other countries. We have extended to Pakistan certain expectations we have of their government and their leadership to deal with, in particular, these organizations, the leaders of these organizations.
Tillerson had met Tuesday in Islamabad with Pakistani Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi. Now, at the news conference today, the Secretary of State emphasized stability within Pakistan.
We also are concerned about the stability and security of Pakistan's government as well, as these terrorist organizations have enlarged their numbers and have enlarged their strength and their capability within Pakistan's borders. This can lead to a threat to Pakistan's own stability.
Tillerson called on Pakistan to increase its efforts to eradicate militants and terrorists as a way to facilitate peace and stability. In Kenya, opposition leader Raila Odinga called on his supporters to protest what they perceive as ongoing problems with the Election Commission. And protests they did earlier today throughout the streets of Kisumu. Kenya's Supreme Court was unable to hold a hearing Wednesday to consider postponing the country's presidential election, clearing the way for Thursday's scheduled polling. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is in Central African Republic to assess the fragile security situation and paid tribute to the UN peacekeeping effort.
I'm very proud to be your colleague. I'm very proud to serve in the same United Nations where you serve. And I want to tell all of you, Blue Helmets, that we count on you to make the UN always more effective serving the people.
Guterres took part in a wreath-laying ceremony in honor of the dozen UN peacekeepers who died so far this year in the escalating militia violence. As the day approaches when the Spanish government is to impose direct rule on the Catalonia region over its independence drive, pro-secessionist leaders are considering a snap election to break the deadlock. Catalan leaders are also planning a legal challenge to Madrid. Ohan Coma is a member of the pro-independence Popular Unity Party.
We are in a crucial week. For us, it's an important week to make the declaration of independence on Catalonia. And on the other side, we have the Spanish state that are trying to repress this political and democratic situation in Catalonia.
Madrid is expected to impose direct rule Friday. Thursday, the Catalan parliament is to meet to debate a response following the October 1st referendum. The U.S. moved closer to condemning the crackdown in Myanmar, also known as Burma, as ethnic cleansing against the Rohingya Muslim minority continues. Patrick Murphy is the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Southeast Asia.
There's no question in our minds that atrocities have been committed. And we will work with the international community and Burmese stakeholders to pursue all means available to hold accountable those responsible for these acts.
I found my thrill.
A music legend has passed away. Fats Domino, whose influence shaped the art of Paul McCartney, Billy Joel, and Elton John, passed away yesterday in Louisiana at the age of 89.
This time I'm walking to New Orleans.
According to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, into which Fats Domino was one of its original inductees, the late artist actually scored more hits than Chuck Berry, Little Richard, and Buddy Holly combined. Back in the mid-1950s, when rock and roll was still coming under intense criticism, Fats defended this new kind of music.
Well, as far as I know, music makes people happy, and it makes me happy.
Fats Domino dead of natural causes at the age of 89, yesterday in his home state of New Orleans. For more on this story and all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.